The Pew Research Center says about 6 million Americans buy something online every day. With a few clicks of the mouse, they can easily compare prices offered by various merchants. It seems the perfect definition of an efficient marketplace. But it turns out it isn't, at least not in the traditional sense. Barbara Mantell reports.
Jim Salvito from Santa Barbara, California, often buys online. Books, CDs, electronics, and he says he always compares price.
You could see huge price fluctuations, and that's for all kinds of products.
And that's what he's found once again, sitting in front of his home computer, shopping this time for a blender.
The KitchenAid blender online here at cooking.com, I think it's the same model, and it's $99.95 instead of $129.95.
It was just a few years ago that pundits were predicting something completely different. The internet was supposed to be a nearly perfect market because all participants would have great access to information, and the result would be fierce price competition. But Professor Eric Brynjolfsson, director of the Center for E-Business at MIT, says the internet has turned out to be counterintuitive. Brynjolfsson studies online pricing, and for one research paper, he and his colleagues spent 15 months gathering 8,000 online price comparisons for books and music CDs.
For an identical book, the average spread was about $6 between the lowest-priced retailer and the highest-priced retailer, and in many cases, there's a lot more than that. It's a spread of about 30%. And for music CDs, the average spread was about $4.50.
But his team discovered something else that Brynjolfsson finds fascinating when they researched the prices of the same books and CDs in physical stores around the country.
And we, to our great surprise, found that the spread was somewhat smaller for both books and CDs in physical stores than it was on the internet.
This holds true, he says, for most consumer goods. The internet, where customers can comparison shop so easily, is actually less price competitive than the world of regular stores. The obvious question is why? Tracy Randall is the president of Cooking.com, the online site where Jim Salvito found the low price for a blender. But Cooking.com doesn't always have the lowest price, and Randall says it's just not possible for her site to compete with everyone.
A small, you know, kitchenware store that may be in the middle of Topeka, Kansas, there's thousands of those where people have just set up a small site, but to go and check all of those, one, the customers just don't go there that often, and two, it just would be logistically difficult to do.
Actually, Cooking.com may not have to match those prices. It turns out, says Professor Brynjolfsson, that when consumers shop at online sites instead of in physical stores, they're looking for much more than just the lowest price.
Trust was the biggest thing that differentiated the two channels.
Trust that their credit card information is secure, the shipping is reliable, and the return policy reasonable. And online shoppers are reluctant to trust online retailers they've never heard of or dealt with before. Brynjolfsson got confirmation of this theory when he did another study, analyzing data from a ShopBot, an online site that allows shoppers to pick a product and then with one click compare prices from a variety of online retailers.
Less than half of the customers that used it actually purchased from the cheapest retailer that they found.
Recognizing that trust is so important on the internet, ShopBots have begun to offer consumer rankings of customer service. And Brynjolfsson says retailers who used to shun the ShopBots for fear of being sucked into price wars now embrace them, even paying many of them a commission for the sales they generate. For NPR News, I'm Barbara Mantell in New York.